This conversation, we're going to keep it clean. We always do, but it's definitely going to be a little PG-13, a little adult, because, well, it's an interesting thing.
I want to lick you from your head to your toes, and I want to move from the bed down to the floor,
and I want to
you make it so good, I don't want to leave, but I gotta know what's your fantasy.
Now, Alex, it's funny, the person that's waiting till she's married to actually do anything.
I have the dirtiest conversations with my friends.
I think this makes the most sense, but continue.
Oh, yeah. Well, typically, usually those the quiet girls or the girls that wait, they're always the freaks.
Exactly. They have all this pent-up energy.
But nowhere to take it.
And like Joe said, I mean, we'll keep this really buttoned up here, but I was just having a conversation with one of my girlfriends who is married over the weekend, and she revealed something so shocking to me. For her, just knowing her, I could not believe what she said, but she admitted to me that she has thought a lot about how hot it would be to have a menage a trois, but she said that she wouldn't actually go through with it.
Now, would that be with
her husband and another girl?
Okay.
So she revealed that to me, and then it got me thinking, like, what is your fantasy that you think about but that you wouldn't actually go through with in real life? Live the Web Girl, do you have one?
I don't, actually. That might be shocking.
Wow.
Because she's probably done it.
Because she does it all her life. 833-JOE-ALEX, if you have one, something you think about but you wouldn't actually do.
That's 833-563-2539. Also, you can tweet us at Joe and Alex Show. Pork Chop, you ever have anything that you thought about? Maybe you wouldn't even really do it, but you just thought about?
Maybe. Yeah.
Tell us.
Why are you clamming up over here? We share everything.
His
face is so red.
I know. He looks like a tomato.
How do I? I don't even know.
Hey, guys.
Okay, so I think I like
the idea of
power.
Okay.
Well, let me hold on. Let me explain. So maybe this stemmed back from like probably 10 years ago. I had like a boss that I thought was really attractive.
Yes.
And kind of ever since then, I don't know. I think I like the thought of like
a boss.
Yeah.
Or being with a superior.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't actually go through with
it. No, of course not.
Because
no
you're
way.
Just too scared of like what that would. You don't want to poop where you eat, so to speak.
Exactly.
I don't know, man. Depends on the boss. I've also had that same thing before where I've thought about that. This sounds terrible, but this is way back when I was a younger, like 21-year-old guy, and I had interns that were also the same age as me, but technically I was their boss. And I just thought, because it's one of the girls I actually dated for like a month, then she came and interned for me. But so I guess that already happened before she interned, but I've had that kind of a thought, same thing you have. I think it's very interesting, that whole power kind of an angle. 833-JOE-ALEX, you have not necessarily had to do this, but if you've thought about this, or you've had like that kind of fantasy, 833-563-2539. Okay. What about now? Do you have anything? We have a couple of bosses here. Are there any that you think about, Pork Chop? Liv used to think about one of our old bosses.
Yeah, she did. And actually, we ended up calling him on the phone for her to reveal her crush. And he ended up saying that he also thought she was hot and that he never would have admitted it while he worked here because that's unprofessional. But now that he doesn't work here anymore, he admitted it.
He said she can get it.
I heard that.
She can come to visit him where he lives now and she can get it.
That audio was so uncomfortable. So weird.
That was for sure one of our most awkward moments I feel like we've ever had on the show.
Yeah, definitely. I think for me, the only thing I can think of is maybe some handcuffs, but like I would do that with like my future husband.
Yeah, so it has to be something you wouldn't do.
Now, can we count this, Alex, if it's like a dream I had, would that technically be a fantasy? Like it actually happened. I didn't plan it to happen.
Right, like a dream that you had subconsciously. I think you can say that if you would like it to happen. If you had it, you had the dream, and then the next day you woke up, and you're like, I would love for that to happen.
Well, I can't say that I want it to happen, because then my wife's going to be mad. I've had, like, a dream, and I can't say that I actually would do it, because then my wife would divorce me and be mad at me, but the dream in question was with, and I won't name names, but two of her good friends, because she's got a bunch of them.
Oh, I would be furious.
What? But here's the thing.
Even if it's a dream.
Alex, these girls who are gorgeous came up to me when Lindsay was sleeping.
When, in your dream?
In my dream. And they're like, hey. And they just kind of like, I don't know, like we were like in a hot tub. And they just were touching my body and telling me like how good I was.
And two of Lindsay's friends, Crash,
yeah, really good
friend.
Yeah,
I would be so upset.
I wouldn't talk to you for the rest of the day.
I would not want my husband, my boyfriend, to tell me that.
Okay, well, it was. I can't help what comes into my mind or my dream.
But
I,
you
I
frequently did, think about no, it though, without no. actually acting on it, because that's what the question is.
I might have dreamt about it a few times, but I can't control what goes into my mind.
Oh my gosh.
But anyways, I mean, yeah. But Casey, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What's going on? Or Cassie, I'm sorry. What's up?
What's up? My fantasy has always been wanting the sugar daddy.
Oh, like you are the sugar baby in the situation?
Yes.
How old are you?
21.
Oh, you are prime for this, honey.
Yeah, you got your whole life ahead of you.
I had a friend that was a sugar baby. She had a sugar daddy, and it like ended in like lawsuit. So be careful.
Why was a lawsuit involved?
Oh my gosh.
Because I mean, I think the whole sugar daddy thing, it's like they love to have like the control over and like put like have control over your life and what you're doing, especially because like you're their employee, almost kind of. They're treating you to all of these nice things, so they expect something in return, and it's kind of a control. And then it got almost like too controlling to where it's like she needed to get away from him.
Yikes.
You know how unfair life is. Like I desperately wanted to be a sugar baby when I was younger. Could never find a sugar mama. I would have done that, like no questions asked, no complaints.
She went on trips. She had designer like $1,000 sunglasses, clothes. I mean, all of it.
So Cassie, you think about
She's no longer there.
Oh, I was going to say, but so she doesn't actually want to go through with it. I mean, I would say that's not like too far-fetched or too awful. I mean, lots of people do that.
Yeah, I feel like that might happen for her one day.
I know, but I would think it would tarnish any other relationship you have after that.
Why?
Like, I don't know. I would not want to tell someone that I like loved or I wanted to marry that I was in that kind of relationship.
You want
to
know what my fantasy is that I think about that I wouldn't actually do?
Honestly, I'm kind of worried.
I want a guy to shave my legs for me just because I don't want to do it.